Mario St. Francis, welcome back to our online retreat. Thank you for joining us as we continue. Let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we all have trials and struggles, and I offer all of the struggles of all of those listening, all of those participating in this retreat, at whatever time in space that they are listening, whatever day, week, month, or year, that you take our crosses. We unite them with your cross, O Lord. Help us to carry the burdens. Help make them lighter, but yet give us the grace and the strength to do what it is that you have for us to do. For you know what we're capable of. And even though that may be beyond what we think we can handle, give us the grace from the Holy Spirit, from the Eucharist, from confession, from the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Give us the advice of good holy men and women here in our journey on this pilgrimage of life. I ask this in the name of you, O Lord Jesus Christ, our Son, our Lord, and the Son of God. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Please listen to us, Father. Okay, so I want to get through some of these last parts of our retreat. So despite feeling crazy and going through that yo-yo experience in our trials and tribulations, I want to encourage you to stay in the bark, in the boat. You know, the bark is B-A-R-Q-U-E. I think is how they spell it. The barco in Spanish, right? In the church with the sacraments and the liturgy. Stay within the church. And we have, you know, we see the three aspects of the human person being body, mind, and soul. What I use with my retreats and kind of my camp and outings and adventure retreats are body and soul 180 to transform our lives, to take a 180, to take a shift in body and soul. And in that soul, we have the mind as well. We are called, you know, there's a comedian that says, here's your sign. And he's just, it's kind of popular. People know, like, here's your sign. There's, if you've got a scarlet letter, you've got something that in a sense you're embarrassed about, whether it's addictions, whether it's, you know, canonical changes, you know, you're married, separated, annulled, or you haven't put yourself through the annulment possible process to see if you weren't actually in a marriage. This can be a very difficult and painful and trial in life. But whether it's depression, whether it's low self-esteem, there is a part of our lives that is, you know, yes, we pray, yes, we go to confession, the Eucharist is huge, the rosary, adoration is tremendous, but having some good counseling, having some good conversation, some spiritual direction, there are some great resources that can help us in the mind. You know, there's something that I really used to freak out about, which if anybody ever mentioned anything about meditation, I would flip. If I would hear somebody talk about listening to music or visualization, I was like, no. It's all about the prayers and the books and the liturgy. And then I started to understand how prayer is a visualization in a sense. When I hope it is, you know, you're not just saying the words, but in meditations of the rosary, and I've shared on some online videos about meditations of the rosary, but we're meditating in the way of reflecting visually, even in our heart and mind, about what Jesus went through. Sometimes we see it through the eyes of Mary, and it allows us to experience and even to feel, but both heart, mind, body, and soul, to a kind of align ourselves to not just do the physical, not just do the verbal, but to, you know, you don't want to say the Hail Mary and be thinking about your exam or your promotion or your significant other, but to align your whole person, your wholeness. I like to talk about pursuing holiness, heart, mind, body, and soul. But there are areas of our lives to nurture, to help us to deal with living through difficulties and living in brokenness. Here's your sign. When I talk about the comedian, living out loud imperfectly, to be imperfect, to be okay with that. We're all imperfect. You now join the ranks of kind of the sinner, right? The failure, being a statistic, being flawed, broken. These are words that can sound so isolating, and I don't want to be like that. Hey, trust me, as a model, I wanted everything from the outside, deep inside, to be amazingly perfect. But that's the kind of the contradiction of the cross, is that we're perfect in our sufferings and with our flaws. Living in brokenness offers us the unique opportunity, the unique experience of union with the suffering Christ. To be misunderstood, to be talked about, to be shunned. He was perfect, yet in the garden, there was this mysterious weeping that he went through. Now, what happened in St. Faustina's diary helps to shed some light on that. Again, another talk, but it's Jesus in the communicating of his words through St. Faustina in Poland, talked about how he was weeping because he saw people in the future losing their faith, basically. People that were very ardent and passionate becoming lukewarm. And that brought intense suffering upon him. But we go through a suffering not of seeing into the future how people would love us and then leave us. But this is part of union with Christ. And how can we bear it? Mother Teresa says, suffering is a sign that you've come so close to him that he can kiss you. St. Gianna Galgani says that if you really want to love Jesus, first learn to suffer, because suffering teaches you to love. Yes, we got to do our best and let God do the rest. There's never been a better time to make the most of our life and our past than now in this retreat, to revamp, to reamp our efforts into daily Mass, to praying the rosary, going to Mass one day during the week aside from Sunday, or if you haven't been getting to Sunday, to going to Mass on Sundays, or if you've been going but you're not paying attention, to pay attention, to show up 5 minutes early, to leave 5 minutes after everyone else has run out the doors. There's no better time than now. Winston Churchill says, if you're going through hell, keep on going. Keep on running. If you're going through it, keep on going. You don't want to stay there and live there. And if you're living there, if you're staying there now, if you're reveling in that bitterness and that frustration and that anger and that resentment, try to catch yourself and to do more. Now go and surround yourselves. You know, in Sirach 6, it says, faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one has found a treasure. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. The faithful friends are like life-saving medicine. And those who fear the Lord will find them. Pray for friends. Pray for those that will encourage you. My dad used to say to me, dime con quien andas y te digo quien eres. Tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. In personal development, they say you become like the five people you spend the most time with. You'll become like them, that you are the average of their income, of their marital health and success, their, you know, physical fitness, their nutritional health, their corporate success, their mental health, your spiritual health. I'd say the same thing. You are, you know, be mindful about who you're spending time with. What are you listening to? What's the music? What are you reading? What are you watching on television? These things go into sort of the blender, and the average of those things are what we're going to basically put out. What comes in comes out of us. Other things from Proverbs: walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with the foolish and you'll get into trouble. Be careful about the environment you choose, for it will shape you. Be careful of the friends you choose, for you will become like them. You want to surround yourself with people who are hungry for life, who touch your heart and nourish your soul. Yes, there is spiritual work to be done. Amp it up on the sacraments, praying, reading, fasting. But also that, you know, I love quotes of motivation and inspiration, saints quotes, catechism quotes, Bible quotes, listening to great thinkers that can help me mentally, but also nurture my soul, and also physically. Watching sleep habits, nutritional habits, hydration habits, there's this whole aspect inside and out. It's the whole person. Holiness involves both inner work, but we can't do everything, you know, just waiting for us to, if we just focus on the inner work and the emotional, the mental, and the psychological, but we don't serve, even in our brokenness. There was a book called, I think about Henry, from Henry Nouwen, called The Wounded Healer. When I heard that title, it blew me away, and I thought, I could be a healer even though I'm wounded? Absolutely, even in our woundedness. And that's especially, I think, when we need to minister, instead of waiting until we're healthy. That's why I start off telling you, I'm not your guru, I'm not an expert, I'm not here to tell you I'm on the top of the mountain and hey, listen and follow me. I'm a pilgrim on the journey of life with you, and I'm one of us. And I can just share with you where I've gotten some good, some bad, and some ugly. And if that helps you to make some wise choices, it would fulfill my dream that because of me having shared, spoken, and written, preached, witnessed, that somebody would say, because of you, I didn't quit. Join the ranks of us who walk in humility. Forgive over and over again. Let go again and again. Rinse and repeat. Pay it forward. Somebody, you know, gives you good advice, share. If you receive good advice, share some advice with others. There's something I call Jacob's Ladder, inspired by the Old Testament. But, you know, those monkeys that you've maybe had, the monkeys in a barrel, right? One holds on to another one that is up, and it goes in a link like that. I say, you know, here I am. And I got to hold on to somebody who's stronger than me. I got to find friends or some inspiration that's better, stronger, or further along than me, or else I'll fall, right? They need to be strong enough to hold themselves and to hold me. But then I have to reach down and hold somebody who's below me. And it can be very tempting to want to save and help those that are 3 monkeys below, or 10 people below, or 15 below. But there's an intimate circle of friends in our families and our work and our association with our neighbors that we have a greater ability to influence their lives. We need to have people that are stronger than us, holier than us, more advanced than we are, and we need to hang on to them and listen to them, and then reach down to those that are just a little bit behind where we are to share the pilgrimage with them. And pain and suffering gives us a new appreciation for those going through pain. Our daily bread, while we pray for, you know, in the Our Father, our daily bread, give us this day our daily bread. Feed the body and the soul. Nurture it, educate it, inspire it. Share what you're learning. Challenge it and push it. You know, something that I heard once that was like an ouch for me is, it doesn't matter if you say you love Jesus, if you wear a What Would Jesus Do bracelet, if you have a tattoo, or if you can, you know, wrap out the scriptures. But if you don't love, respect, and honor somebody that is in a different position than you, even completely different than you, then what is, you know, the worth of that message? 1 Corinthians says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but I don't have love, I'm just a resounding gong of a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give all that I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I don't have love, I have gained nothing. We don't have love. And that's why I think suffering comes into our lives, that we can learn to love deeper. It's such a profound mystery that we should be given suffering. And I pray the prayer of St. Francis, my patron, that I have his name, Mario St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be loved as to love, to be understood as to understand. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. There's a serenity to prayer. There's, you know, so many simple things that we can do, but it almost seems complicated because there's so much advice that can be given. But ask, seek, and knock. If you don't go after what you want, you're never going to have it. If you don't ask for what you want, the answer will always be no. And if you don't step forward, you'll always be in the same place. Be not afraid, as John Paul II reminds us. Be not afraid, as the scripture says over 365 times. Be not afraid to carry your cross. You're not alone. Let me close in prayer before I know that our time will end. God bless you in this retreat. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy and Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Holy Trinity, I ask that you receive all of our prayers and all of our time together. Strengthen us to be great saints. In the sacraments of the church, all of the intercession, the saints. And in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, I ask. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks for spending this time with us, and may God bless you.